ready? Here we go.
Z-Z-7, Nick. All right. Brendan Favola.
Fiona Box.
As a very good friend of yours, I need to confront you with some very worrying statistics.
Okay. You're making me worried now.
I know. Now, already, you know that as a COD player, you play a video game called COD.
I'm a gamer. Nick's a gamer.
Call of Duty. I don't think, Nick, you're not playing Call of Duty, are you?
No, I haven't been able to play games in ages.
Because he's got kids.
He's copper infused.
He's a pregnant wife.
That's his copper.
And a 2.5-year-old. So I think it is appropriate, Fev, to talk about your addiction.
You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to COD.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Okay, Alex, hit me with it.
Now, I didn't even really. I'd heard of COD, Call of Duty, but when you started playing this, I'm going to say less than 6 months ago, you said, my brother Jace loves COD.
Yep.
I'm going to get myself a headset and do it.
Yep.
Now, for people who don't know Call of Duty, it is a war game where grown men and children, young teenagers are in this.
Well, you do play with kids.
Okay, kids and some grown adults
take that out
basically pretend to be in a war zone.
Strike team, get to the rover and proceed with escort.
Time to go.
Stay with the rover as it scans for a stable dimensional entry point.
That never gets old.
Just to put that into context, Foxy, so you have a headset on, you're logged on, you can play anyone and with anyone around the world and against anyone. So when you go in like a quad and you're by yourself, three other people join you and they've got headsets. So once I played with a kid, he sounded like he was really young.
Yes.
And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 11 or 12. And he goes, how old are you? And I said, 40. He goes, mate, you sound 20. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, man. I was like, I was pumped. But that's the playing with
making
kids.
Making new mates.
Yeah, and so you make new mates.
Consider any of your life choices at that point.
I did wonder when we died and I was like, I just played with a 12-year-old. She's like, what? That's like my daughter's age. But anyway.
Now, why we're worried is there is an app. Now, I don't know whether you know this.
No.
There is an app that anybody can access COD statistics for any players that play COD.
Okay.
So I have in my hand here your stats, Fev.
You've got my stats.
I've got your stats. Now, you have been playing for just under 6 months. Brendan Favola, you have clocked up 557 hours spent playing the game. Now, that is playing the game.
Wow.
That's not just sitting there with the machine on.
Sure, it's not 57 hours?
557 hours. That is the equivalent of 23.2 days.
That's a month.
Non-stop. Out of 6 months, one whole month was playing COD, sitting at the terminal there. That's 92.8 hours a month. That's 23.2 hours a week. You are roughly...
one day.
Three work days a week are on COD.
You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to COD.
Wow.
It's a lot of time playing COD.
It is, isn't it? It's a bit scary.
Well, there's even more. These aren't now. They were
think about all the other things I do: the vacuuming, the washing, the cooking, the cleaning, and I can still get caught in. I'm pretty good.
See if Alex is listening.
I love that's what you take from that. And I still got my chores done.
Yeah, and I still have, you know, hang out, take the kids to the park.
Remember you said to us, you get more COD done, and then when you know Al is about to come home, you run around and do all that stuff.
That was off camera.
Well, I know, I think this is now exposing how many hours are on COD. They were the worrying stats. These are the concerning stats.
They weren't concerning enough.
No.
What else is there?
Well, because that's a lot of time and effort you're putting into a video game.
Surely the concerning stat is that Toby, his daughter, has watched 557 hours of COD.
No, I just got a message saying my Telstra has already reached its limit and it started like 4 days ago because she watches YouTube on my phone while I play.
No.
Now, Nick, you would think he's playing that much COD, 570 hours playing COD, he'd be good at it. This is a concern now, Fev, because I've got some extra stats.
Hang on, before you start, early days,
okay.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You're
for
just running around
a good
war
month,
zones.
Yeah, a good 2 or 3 months, I was running around getting shot. I had no idea what was going on.
Fev, just quickly, how many AFL games did you play?
204 more than you.
No, so 204 games. times 2 hours is 408 hours. You've played more COD than AFL.
No, because righto, Mr. Mathematician. What about all the training and all the meetings and all the crap that you do? And I started playing at the age of 5, so it's all hard work.
Let's go into these.
Count those games in.
I'm going deeper into these stats. So
I want to hear them. Play a song.
Over 6 months, Fev, you have killed 2,870 people. Yeah, so basically one person a game.
That's a couple of life sentences there.
So 2,000 people.
Yeah, that's not many, is
you
it?
You have been killed 6,650 times. That's not a flattering statistic.
Hold on, 6,000? He's only played for 500. So he's dying like 10, over 10 times an hour.
It gets worse.
How does it get worse?
Out of 2,550 matches, so 2,500 matches, yeah, you've won 28 times.
Yeah, but it's so hard to win.
That's a terrible
No,
stat.
But like Angus
that's still
O'Loughlin,
better than Carlton.
Yeah, he's better than Carlton. Angus O'Loughlin, who works on this radio station on the weekends, he is a gamer. He streams. Mm. He's only won like 180 or something, and he's played more than me.
I reckon, you say Angus is a gamer. You now are officially a gamer. You're
welcome.
Your working week is playing COD.
Yeah.
Like the people who are actually working shifts are working less time than you are playing COD.
It's an actual job, isn't it?
And but Feb, in conclusion, for all the time and energy you are putting into this video game, which isn't real, it's just pretending to be in the war.
Now, the 28 wins, I don't know where you got those stats from. In Rebirth, I've actually won 88 times. So
can I put this in perspective? Because a lot of your life is going towards COD at the moment, a lot of valuable time.
Fev, can I just predict quickly? I don't see this last paragraph being great. The conclusion.
Well, this is the last.
This is no fourth quarter comeback.
This is like she's dug the hole and she's about to push me in it. Like, it can't get any better.
I know, but it's just I just want to make this clear to you. You're dedicating a lot of your life, and you only get this isn't a dress rehearsal. You get one shot at life, and you're spending a lot of it playing a video game. 0.1% of games you win. So 0.1% of all that time and energy, you're actually doing something good. Good luck with it.
Well, I've died 6,000 times. So
some life choices you might want to reflect on. You've got an hour and a half drive home to Blair Gowrie this morning, mate, and then you're going to clock on to COD and spend all day doing it. 0.1% of your time doing that is successful. Anyway,
it's pretty grim, isn't it?
Some food for thought.
Well, there's a lot of apps where you can cheat, so I might have to crack into some of the cheating apps and start getting into that. That's really bad. I'm going to have to give. Do I give up? What do I do with that, or do I just persist?
Like I said, some self-reflection needs to happen now, probably. Yep. Is there more you
could
be...
Well, good news is you can't get worse at it. So it's only up from here, isn't it?
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Have you seen the drama with the cricket players in India continues because a lot of them are being blasted on socials and through the media because they're sort of demanding that they get treated, they're given special treatment. And Chris Lynn, he came out.
My boy.
He's what do you mean your boy?
He's one of my mates.
Oh, is he your mates? Yeah. That's nice.
Talking to him on Instagram 2 days ago.
Really? Well, how's he going in India?
He's having a great time.
Oh, really? Well, his girlfriend has now come up to stand up for him. She's popped up.
Yep.
And she, because the outrage that he caused, because he wanted Cricket Australia to arrange a charter flight from COVID-ravaged India and obviously to get him and the other players home. And they've stayed on. Is that right? They've stayed on because they want to keep earning. It's big money in India.
Yeah, he'd be on a couple of mil.
Well, they're saying he's earning about $357,000 for playing
each game. For 6 weeks, though, isn't it?
Per game?
Well, he got a pretty Paddy Cummings got the biggest contract. He was 3.6. Dave Warner's on a mil or two. Steve Smith's on probably a mil. It's only for 6 weeks of work. Let's be honest. That's one game. Like they play 10 games.
Gee, that's good.
20
money,
over.
Isn't
yeah.
It? It's worth really trying with cricket at school.
Oh, 100%. 2020.
If you're handy with a bat, keep going.
Well, I had this conversation with a great test cricketer, the best test cricketer in the world. And I said, if you're telling your kids to play test cricket, because they don't get paid as much, or do you tell them to play the white ball game where you just go in there for 20, because that's the big bucks in India.
Mm.
And he said, you play the white ball game.
Yeah.
Because you get more cash.
Is that why, though, Australia hasn't chartered them a jet because they're over there playing just in an Indian club competition. It's like their choice to go. It's not like Australia sent them on tour.
Oh, no. If they were there for an Australian representing the country, they'd fly them back straight away, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the headline today is Chris's girlfriend coming out, Carly, and defending
him. It's always
him
good when your girlfriend goes into bat for you.
Oh.
Good pun. I love that. Well, see, I was going to say, or is it? Because in my experience, when your partner comes in and tries to help you out, see, sometimes it's like, honey, can you just stay out of it? I've got this. I've
sort
got
of stumped
this.
You a bit.
Well, it does. Like if you're in this, in 13, 10, 60, we'd love to hear times when you would prefer your partner had stayed out of it. It's that sort of, honey, I've really got this. Can you back out? And it can be in just an argument, I don't know, with a retail assistant at a shop. Sometimes you have to take on a telco and then the next minute your partner's jumped in and they're like, I'll deal with this. Or it can be, could it be embarrassing?
Like, well, it bowled me over.
Sorry, Nick. I know that your role is comedy, but he is on fire.
I know, have he to is. Keep he's hit me for six. He's incredible.
You do.
That's fun, Fev. You're spot on air.
Just got to put it in a box.
Because there would, I imagine, particularly in boys' clubs and cricket locker rooms, like when the girlfriend jumps up and says, I'm going to defend them. Could you could get a bit of flack, couldn't you?
100%.
And maybe your partner can make things worse, because I know any time in my friendship groups, particularly female friendship groups, when a partner has jumped in, and if you've ever watched The Real Housewives of anything, the minute the husband gets involved and tries to work out one of the female fights, it is not worth it.
Oh, they literally rip through them and it hits you for six. Like, it's like, whoa, what happened there?
And I know even, another you for six, but Nick had already done that. Does that matter?
I didn't hear him.
Oh, okay.
he was thinking of it.
13, 10, 60, when have you wished your honey had just stayed out of it? I know that even in my friendship group, it was a boyfriend at the time, but he was very vocal in a fight between girlfriends and she was kicked, basically left the friendship group because her boyfriend was persona non grata.
He just drove it?
Well, no, he came and he decided to tell everyone what he thought of them, but we never move on from
it. He got on the front foot.
He got, more cricket analogies. Sorry, I'm missing them. They're going through to the keeper.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, earlier this week, you may have missed it or you may be across it. We found an app that tracked Fev's we realised it is now an addiction to the video game Call of Duty COD because he has played over 580 hours. You have.
You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to COD.
Mission failed.
You're a bona fide addict, and you just play. You played all day. It was like 20.
Bonafide-y.
Yeah, you really. 8 hours a day playing COD is a lot of video games. And all I hear about is that, Nick, you've heard that it's just COD, 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 COD.
Yeah. You got a COD birthday cake.
Yes.
For his 40th.
Yeah.
But I haven't played video games since I was about 12, so I wanted to play this.
Do you think the cake maker had to call us back and go, hold on, am I putting a zero after the four?
What a God cake.
This is incredible.
Oh, wow.
So, Nick, yesterday you're in Sydney, but Fev and I sat down and I played my very first game of COD.
Wow. Actual blood. That is disgusting.
I'll get him again.
This is so graphic. Oh, that's horrible. I don't need to see that.
All right, it's time to boogie.
That child.
That's your teammate.
Well, that child needs to go back to school.
So this is to aim?
Hang on, what do you mean this is to aim?
So the aim?
When you say aim.
So to aim at something, so press that.
What's that one?
That's to shoot, to aim and shoot them.
Oh, I shot. Yeah. Aim. Shoot. I can see
bang.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she gets it.
I don't feel safe. Abort. Let's get out.
You can't abort.
Oh,
stand up. Move.
I don't know why you stand up.
So, he's going to shoot you.
Oh, don't. I'm hidden. I'm hiding.
You can't just hide. You've got to kill.
Why can't I hide?
You've got to kill.
Which one's the killing button?
This one.
Which one?
That's shooting.
Don't use my ammo. I'm coming, guys.
They're going to win this. There's only 14 people. 14 left.
Here we go. If I win this, you're running naked down Clarendon Street.
No, you've got to kill someone.
No, you said if I win.
That way. Watch out.
I've got you, little turd.
Shoot. I've got you, you little turd. No, you're dead. Oh, you're the best. they're watching you.
Quick, quiet.
Well, I want to hear them. Oh, one of them jumped out.
Just be quiet. They won't hear us. I don't know.
God, you are shit.
Rebirth. What happens here?
So if you die, you come back.
What do I do?
Yeah. So you gotta yell out, I want a rebirth.
I want a rebirth.
You don't have to do that.
Who are all these guys?
They're our mates.
Who's that one that looks like an android?
That's me.
Where'd they go? Did they leave? No. Was it you?
That's the one I wear. I wear that one.
It's a woman.
Yeah. You want to play again?
No, I'm nervous. I don't know about these red dots. You kicked all that red. Recon, contact, circle closing now, guys. Circle closing now.
Get the loadout. You see what I mean now when I say it's hard.
It's very stressful, though. I'm really honestly, you don't need this stress in your life. You live in Blairgowrie. Just go to the beach. You'll have a heart attack playing this game because I'm so stressed after that.
But normally I have my feet, I'm really close, I have a glass of wine.
I don't want you playing that anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
That was amazing, Nick.
But you were doing quite well at the start and then it just really fell apart there, didn't it? Nick, a lot of screaming, fog of war.
It was the most stressful. I walked out of the room and I was traumatised. Josiah, you saw me, wasn't it?
She was. I've never seen Fee like that in my life.
Why would you do that to yourself? Like, here's the thing. Work has its own stress. Life has its own stresses. Having kids, paying bills, trying to, do your best.
Alex has done all that.
Alex
has done it all.
But why would you, in your downtime, put yourself in a war zone? It just makes no sense. The whole time I was worried there were people coming up behind me.
Either hanging out with them or playing COD.
I hated it and I never want to do it again.
Melbourne, you have to get on our Instagram, Fifi Feather Nick, and watch the video. It is more unbelievable than the audio you just heard.
But what about, imagine Fev and I genuinely having to do anything together that's quite stressful. Like, we were screaming at each other.
We did. We played a game on TV, TV, that we were supposed to work together. And then you kept fighting me about the questions. No, we worked together. What was that stupid game we played?
It was the chase.
God.
Fee's right, though, Fev. You have moved down the beach for the least relaxing life anyone could live. Just 8 hours a day.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We got into trouble yesterday, Nick and I, and firstly I should explain what was happening, and it's a really good thing this happened. We're broadcasters and we broadcast to the public and we have an obligation to broadcast responsibly. So our company did the wonderful thing of sitting us in a legal codes training session every 12 months and we get reminded of the benchmark that we should set for ourselves and the public.
And I should say, the reason I got into comedy was because I hate PowerPoints and meetings. And that's what that was yesterday, a combination of the two.
And Boxy, often we'd sit there and we sit through there. It's a couple of hours. We sit there and other shows get put up. This is what you shouldn't do. And we've sat there squeaky clean for, I don't know, 6 years?
Yeah, I joined this company when I was 21 and I've done this every year and I've sat through these meetings and they often, as Fev just said, it'll be the night show did something. They'll play the audio. Guys, please never do this.
Triple M did
often
this.
It's broadcasters who have been let go from the company because of the way they did broadcast. Mm. Well, yesterday we were sitting there and a lawyer...
First slide.
He said, he put up the slide and he said, we're going to start with an example of something you shouldn't do on air. Yeah. And there were our names.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. Never has that happened to me before. And I've worked with, I worked with Jules Lund, Luce Cannon.
You work with Marty.
Marty Sheargold I've worked with.
You've worked with me.
I've interviewed Rodney Rood on the radio.
Wow,
Warwick Capp has been a regular on the show. Yeah. Never have we been picked up for anything.
And I knew it wasn't me, Boxy. And I knew I knew it wasn't you.
Oh, my God.
I knew it wasn't us. And I'm like, what's happened here?
Nick Cody.
Wow.
I let one kid from Hoppers in.
I knew what they were talking about. I knew the exact segment. Because I remember I backed off.
Shut up.
I was like, he was going, and I'm like, ooh. Oh my. And then I looked at you, and you looked at me, and I looked at you, and we both went, we can't go along with him here.
Now, for obvious reasons, we can't bring up that conversation again because it did breach the codes.
Yeah, it'll go to court.
So, just for people to understand what we're talking about, it was talking about an activity that is not necessarily a great activity to partake in.
But it is a legal activity.
Yes, okay.
It's a legal activity.
It's interesting.
Defend yourself,
what else
yourself,
can we
Nick.
Say about it?
Yeah, go on. Well, good luck.
I'm out. I don't want to be part of this. For everyone, I'm litigious.
It's an activity that you may find yourself if you're having coffee that's got dregs in the bottom and you're eating some very nice sweets that are covered in honey.
You got the dump button.
Outside. You got the dump button. So, yeah, I think...
Okay.
I don't know. How do you describe
it? Well, no, there you go. As you said, it's a legal activity, but the issue was, Nick, and why we ended up part of a PowerPoint presentation that will go around the country and everyone will be told never do what Fifi, Fev and Nick did. You were just... what did you do wrong, Nick?
What did I do wrong? Yeah. Was let lawyers judge comedy. The worst arbiters of taste.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. We have a brand new sponsor as well, Mazda BT50 Thunder. Test drive the complete package at your Mazda dealer today. Perth was plunged into a three-day lockdown over the weekend after finding several cases of COVID, with many people being stranded in WA, including comedian Nick Cody.
Our wonderful friend Nick Cody. Friday, he left us to go to Perth to do some stand-up gigs, landed, and unfortunately, the whole state had been popped in lockdown, and he's joining us now from Sydney, though. How does this work?
I went back to Victoria. I had to stay home for 2 weeks. Yeah. New South Wales have said, just hang out in your hotel room and wait until Perth lockdown ends. And I've got shows in Sydney this weekend, so I thought, just head here early.
How's your pregnant wife taking this?
Yeah, she's not wrapped.
The pandemic has affected the way people see video games, with the World Health Organization endorsing it as a healthy way to stay connected, but did warn video game addictions are possible.
Brendan Favola.
Fiona Box.
You play a video game called COD. I have your stats. You have clocked up 557 hours spent playing the game.
Sure, it's not 57 hours.
557 hours. That is the equivalent of 23.2 days.
It's a month.
Non-stop.
How many AFL games did you play?
204 more than you.
Times 2 hours is 408 hours. You've played more COD than AFL.
Righto, Mr. Mathematician.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is reaching a net worth of $200 billion, but some people still think he has a long way to go with his company's technology.
I mean, I thought he had his drones. Are those drones still happening? We were going to get
Uber drones.
Uber drones dropping.
I need one of them. Uber Eats don't deliver down the peninsula. So you've had a drone just fly over the water.
Do you have to meet him halfway in a Macca's car park? Like a dodgy deal.
Melbourne radio show Fifi, Fev and Nick are known for their exceptional on-air behaviour. But recently, they've come under fire for some inappropriate comments, which have been attributed to the newest member of the team.
Never has that happened to me before.
And I knew it wasn't us.
Nick Cody.
Wow.
I let one kid from Hoppers in.
what did you do wrong, Nick?
What did I do wrong? Yeah. Was let lawyers judge comedy. The worst arbiters of taste.
And finally, some great news. A sunny weekend of weather's expected for Melbourne, with many families already planning weekend getaways.
Hey, on the weekend, Boxy, it's going to be like 25 or something. How good's
that? I heard this weekend's going to be amazing. I'm going to Phillip Island.
Beautiful. Well done.
How good is that?
Do the penguins still come out if it's hot?
I think so.
Good. Maybe the penguins will stay in the ocean down there. They won't want to come in. They won't want
too
nice.
Too, yeah.
Water's too good.
What are you going to do, Boxy? It's the only reason you had to Phillip Island.
Probably go to the beach if it's going to be nice weather.
Beach?
Yeah, wouldn't you just go to the beach if it's going to be 25 at Phillip Island?
It's your trip. You can do what you want.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot to run it by you.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
Drop your pants. We're getting a ruler out.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.